please introduce yourself more elaborately if you would.
Thank you for having me. I run a company called Casa Rascom. We're a social and affordable housing developer, active in the Middle East, in Africa, and in Latin America. We have built over 45,000 homes up to this point as part of government programs, urban expansions, and kind of integrated town communities. And we're part of the Sawiris family, the Orascom conglomerate. And from our expertise in developing communities, we would like to create a bridge to help address the problem that we're all here to discuss. Mm-hmm. But first, I'd like to introduce you a bit to our work and really the why behind our company. So we believe that lower income and middle income families should get the opportunity to convert their hard work into owning a home with dignity, and therefore convert their work into a real asset for their children, to give them a bit better future. We also believe that cities are more than just engines of growth, that they should be systems that create human well-being and happiness. And so here, briefly, two projects that I would like to introduce to you. What you see here is an aerial shot of our city outside of Cairo. This is 20 kilometers west of Cairo, called Haram City. It's 420 hectares. This is over 4 million square meters, so 1,000 acres. You see here 12,000 homes built, close to 40,000 residents, and there's space for around 3,000 more homes there. On the center left there, you see our urban core. We always start by creating these communities from a vibrant urban center. We created four schools there. We have sports facilities, we have religious facilities, we have retail area. And we also create employment through, in this case, a large waste recycling facility, a textile business, and the philanthropic arm of the Sawiris family accompanies all of our projects. In this case, the foundation took over 400 street children, orphans, off the streets of Cairo, and they are housed and educated there. Here's some images of what this town in particular looks like. You can see the scale of this here. The unit sizes go from 48 square meters to 56, 63 square meters. These units are sold between $23,000 to about $30,000 each. You see here the urban center on the right, and just some impressions that we try to give dignity to families that could not have expected at these price levels. We have our own wastewater recycling facilities, so you see much more greenery than even, say, higher end developments outside of or in Cairo. So this is an example of the towns that we create, right, and the scale that we aim for. We have now also taken ownership of a large piece of land in Dakar, and we will replicate this. It will be much bigger in Dakar. We've just announced that it'll be 30,000 units there, social and affordable, always. A second project that I would like to briefly discuss with you is a slum rehabilitation project that we're doing in Dakar. This is a slum in the center of the city of 15,000 square meters. It has a population of 1,600 people. And this project was born out of our conviction that slums are by nature on one level. And in a good area, the land value is obviously very depressed. So if we provide, or our chairman in this case, provides a financial bridge to provide free homes, in this case, 210 free apartments in the slum for the 210 families on 2/3 of the land, that would free up 1/3 of the land for private sale, because the slum has then been better integrated with its surrounding areas, and we're accompanied by wonderful foundations who do the job training and the educational aspects of this. That then leads us to close the cycle, because a few million spent into a slum can make a slum look better but might not be sustainable. But in this case, by closing the cycle, by making it net zero cost for the sponsor, we hope that this is a model that can be replicated around the world. And here you see some before and after pictures. The first 900 people are moving this month. And this is an aerial shot from last month. And so our challenge is really, how do we link our ability to create communities like this to the refugee crisis? A first thought is probably that we want to link the refugees to existing urban areas, and an urban expansion model, like I explained it earlier, of Haram City could be a path. And I think probably the majority of the units should go to the local population, but then part could go to the refugees, and obviously connecting the refugees to existing urban areas will be hopefully a better approach than camps. So that was my little intro, and so we're very eager to discuss with all of you potential partnerships on how we can take this on together.